This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and Vietnam have signed multiple agreements in areas including digital technology, rare earths, medical regulation, public sector audit, digital payments and culture and tourism. The MOUs were inked after talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vietnam's President Tho Lam in New Delhi. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Modi announced that both nations have decided to elevate their ties to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership following wide-ranging discussions.
भारत और वियतनाम का बायलेटरल ट्रेड पिछले एक दशक में डबल होकर 16 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है। 2030 तक इसे 25 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं।
India and Vietnam have agreed on a new trade goal of $25 billion by 2030 and are looking to reinforce cooperation at the level of governments and businesses for increasing two-way trade, investment and technological partnership. The joint statement on enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Vietnam said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Vietnam Tho Lam have emphasized the need to further enhance bilateral trade in a balanced and mutually beneficial manner. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has held talks with his Surinamese counterpart Melvin Boa in Paramaribo. The Indian and Surinamese delegations engaged in a comprehensive review of India-Suriname relations under the aegis of the 9th Joint Commission meeting. They covered trade, investment, defense and energy, development assistance and capacity building, health and mobility, culture and people-to-people exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the outcomes of their deliberations will further deepen and diversify India-Suriname ties. In West Bengal, in a shocking incident, Chandranath Rath, a close aide of BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari, was shot dead by unidentified assailants in Madhyam Gram. According to reports, bike-borne attackers opened indiscriminate fire at his car in the Dhoria area. Chandranath was rushed to a local hospital but was declared dead on arrival. His driver, Buddhadev Behra, sustained multiple bullet injuries and has been shifted to a Kolkata hospital in critical condition. According to sources, 8 attackers on 4 motorcycles followed the car and ambushed it. Soon after the incident, several BJP leaders visited the hospital. Meanwhile, BJP leaders have blamed the Trinamool Congress and accused Mamata Banerjee and Abhishek Banerjee of involvement. The swearing-in ceremony of the new BJP government in West Bengal will be held on the 9th of this month at Brigade Parade Ground. Our correspondent reports preparations within the state administration have reached a peak following the declaration of the election results and ahead of the swearing-in of the new government. In Tamil Nadu, TVK Chief C. Joseph Vijay yesterday met Governor Vishwanath Arlekar and staked a claim to form the new government in the state. Meanwhile, Congress, having 5 MLAs, took the decision to support the TVK and met Vijay and offered the letter of support. In Keralam, discussions to form government is progressing at Thiruvananthapuram. Congress Legislature Party is set to meet this morning, according to KPCC President Sunny Joseph. Union Minister for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh has said that India stands at a critical juncture with its scientific ecosystem making global contributions in areas ranging from space exploration and vaccine development to quantum technologies and deep sea missions. He made these remarks while addressing the valedictory session of the first Indian National Science Academy and the Capacity Building Commission Administrative Training Program in New Delhi yesterday. The government has debunked an image circulating on social media claiming that Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that West Bengal will become a dry state from 30th September. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, informed that the image is fake and digitally edited. PIB has further stated that no such announcement or statement has been made by the Home Minister. United States and Iran are edging closer to a preliminary understanding to ease the conflict in West Asia, with regional sources saying a draft memorandum is under active discussion. The reported one-page 14-point framework would open a 30-day window for negotiations toward a wider agreement. And that is the end of this news bulletin.